I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, and yesterday, our governor, Josh Shapiro, visited University of Pittsburgh, a research facility in Bloomfield, and talked about the state's $50 billion life sciences industry, which employs 100,000 people in the state and has made a pledge to the sciences. Joining us is Senator Jay Costa. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Happy to be with you.
Appreciate your time this morning. With the challenges with the federal government's funding, what's the game plan for the state to help boost the sciences here?
Well, as you indicated, Larry, life sciences are a big part of what we do here in Pittsburgh with our universities and healthcare delivery folks. The plan is to, the governor has proposed a $50 million initiative that would provide $30 million into what are referred to as our life science programs, as all another $20 million that would go into, on a recurring basis, into a much larger type of innovation that's going to take place across Pennsylvania. With the uncertainty in Washington, it's imperative, quite frankly, right now that we make these investments because we know that we're well poised to be a big part of this life science discussion, innovation discussion. When you look, as I mentioned, at our universities and the talent that's come here, we've got to make sure we keep folks here. We want to grow businesses out of these type of innovation work that's being done. AI, we have the AI quarter on Penn Avenue and East Liberty developing rapidly. We need to be a part of all that. And these resources through the budget process will allow us the opportunity to make those investments to grow jobs and to create opportunities here.
Yeah, last week we talked to Rick Seiger, Secretary of Pennsylvania's Department of Community and Economic Development. And what's hard to put in return on investment number is actually the innovation, but it does boost the economy tremendously. And what's coming out of the Pittsburgh area in particular has been game changing in many ways.
It really has been. And you're right. The return on the investment, I think, is very clear to a lot of folks. You may not be able to quantify it. But what we've done is set the stage with respect to who we have here working. We have our universities. We have the brain power that we want to make certain that we're able to then capture and accelerate, do that work, but also grow businesses out of this as well. And that's what part of this is about as well, making it easier for those folks who are coming out of, let's say, our universities who want to bring their products, their ideas to market, have an opportunity to be able to do that. And this proposal will create a network of universities to be able to have that, make them more efficient and be able to get to market quicker and be able to establish our business here in Western PA or across Pennsylvania.
We're with Senator Jay Costa. And while we have you, your thoughts on the proposed U.S. Steel-Nippon deal?
I think it's a good outcome for Pennsylvania and certainly for Western Pennsylvania as well. I know that a lot of details have not been shared to the degree that I think folks may feel comfortable, but I feel comfortable knowing that they're going to stay here. There'll be U.S. control over a lot of the activity that are taking place at the board level. There'll be a $14 billion investment in a company that's going to be located here in Pittsburgh, which I think is going to be important, headquartered here. The goal I have for them and hope is that they maintain certainly the union positions there, and they talk about the growth of so many jobs that they'd be union, family-sustaining jobs, but more importantly, that there's a commitment to long-term production out of the Bonne Valley Works facilities. I think that's going to be important, and I think that's what we're seeing happen here. So all those things play out the way it's been described at this point. I think it's a tremendous win for our region, and we're excited about what it's going to present for us going forward.
You would assume, Senator, that that level of investment, over $1 billion in the Mon Valley, would signify they're serious about keeping and improving the facilities here as opposed to moving somewhere else.
Oh, I certainly agree that that is something that would indicate that they're serious about wanting to stay here, and I think that's important. And that we know that those facilities need upgraded with technology, obviously, and also as it relates to the environmental impact on our region as well, something I think they're committed to. So those are all important factors, and you're right, that $1 billion, and I understand it may be more than that going forward, is going to be important. But the other part of it is that, you know, the headquarters will be here, and I think that's going to be important to the people of Pittsburgh. We'll still be able to maintain, this entity here in our region. And certainly, you know, the nature of the work that's being done, we've got good workers across our region, and we want to make sure that those good family-sustaining jobs, union jobs, stay and grow here, as well as the production outcomes as well.
Yeah, there's been some encouraging news about younger people now really choosing Pittsburgh and staying here. That's a positive outcome as well.
Yep, no question about it. And these programs like we just described are helpful to that. Last year, you know, this initiative the governor's proposing is the second part of a multi-year approach to, you know, his economic development plan for our Commonwealth. Last year, we made a $400 million investment in what's referred to as our sites program, you know, taking and cleaning up old industrial sites and making investments all across the Commonwealth to prep these sites for folks to want to come here quickly and get through the permitting process quickly, get the infrastructure in place quickly. That bucket of money over 3 years is going to be able to do that. This is just another building block in that desire to create Pennsylvania as a state that's going to be prepared to entertain people who want to come here. The people who are developing ideas and strategies and innovation here will be able to stay here. And that's what our goal is.
As you get ready for summer, what's a major docket item you'd like to see addressed?
Well, certainly we have an uncertainty with regard to our resources coming from Washington to support our budget. But the specific policy item, I think, a major concern for all of us, at least in the western part of the state, and I think Southeast PA, is transit funding and transportation infrastructure funding. We've got to find a way to do both of those things, particularly on the transit side. We just cannot, we're not in a position to absorb a 35% route reduction or fare increases or not having routes operating after 11 p.m. It just would have a major impact on our workforce, folks being able to get to and from work and providing services and care to folks. So that's the major item we're working on and talking about right now. And certainly some of the other things out of D.C., the SNAP program concern is something we have to take a look at. But, you know, we have opportunities to do things as well. We have the opportunities in the energy space, Larry, to do some good things. We have this issue with regard to electric generation that we have to talk about. We have these data centers. We have AI, all these things impacting our ability to what we'll have available to us in terms of electricity going forward. We have to take steps now and not miss the opportunity to capitalize on what we have here in terms of our energy production here in Southwest PA and across Pennsylvania. Those are some of the items I think you'll see us talk about going forward.
Outstanding. Appreciate the time, Senator, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
Senator Jay Costa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.